and then music plays, and people get out on the floor and they
dance.
Now, what kind of dances did they have in when you were a boy?
Well, we had what they call parties. Young people, you know, would go and meet in some home, and they'd swing your partner and things that way.
Uh-huh. Did they ever have anything, any kind of dances that were connected with bringing in crops or working with doing something with corn, like corn shuckings and?
Yeah, they had a lot of corn shuckings years ago. And
did you ever go to any of those?
Yes.
What did they do with a corn shucking?
Well, a farmer would have a pile of corn he'd gather it, and he'd throw it in a big bin or something, you know, where there would be a lot of people, and they'd chuck that corn out. If he'd had the heart it chucked out, it would cost him a number of dollars.
Yeah.
But the fellow one time he wanted to have a corn shucking. And he didn't have but just a little patch, you know.
Right.
And he gathered that in his bin, you know, he was going to have a corn shucking and have a big supper, you know.
Yeah.
And some boys, just for fun, they slipped in there and shucked it out before the date.
Uh-huh, is that right? Well, that wasn't such a bad trick.
No.
If a little boy was in school and he was supposed to be in school, but he didn't go, you'd say, that little boy, he went fishing, you know, or something. You'd say, he
laid out on him.
Sure. And a person goes to school in order to get a good
education.
And you get out of high school, he might go on to
college.
And after he gets out of kindergarten, he goes into...
Well, you know, there's a lot of children out in kindergarten.
Yeah.
This family right up the road here, I have twins.
Uh-huh.
And they went to kindergarten for 1 or 2 years, and they've got a pretty good start.
Uh-huh.
If the other children didn't go...
Where do the other children start? They go right into...
No, he just has the one pair, and they're twins.
Well, other children, though, go right into...
To the public school.
And what's the first year called?
First grade.
Yeah. And then a person in a school, a child sits behind a...
What do you mean?
Well, when you went to school, they had benches,
yeah,
right? You're talking about that. But they also, but later, they had little things. Like, well, if you went into a bank and you were going to talk to somebody in the bank, you're going to make a loan, you'd sit down and the man would be sitting behind
a desk.
And there might be 10 or 12. Not just one desk, but a whole... There wasn't just one desk in that building. There were 20.
Yeah.
20 what?
Benches, We call them benches now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about later on now. They say not just one desk, but 20. Mm-hmm. Each child had a desk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, let's say in the classroom, you see each child sits behind a desk.
Yeah.
Okay? So you say there are 20...
benches.
Or a desk.
Desk.
Okay. Now, the place where you check books out is called a...
library.
Yeah. And the place where you mail a letter?
Oh.
Where you go into town to mail a package.
Yeah, you go into the post office.
And the place where, if you're going to spend the night in a strange town, you'd check into a...
hotel.
And if you were going to see a film, you'd go to a...
movie, I guess.
Or a theater.
We call them movies.
Yeah, or how about a
theater.
Yeah. And a place you have an operation.
Hospital.
And in the hospital there's a doctor and a...
nurse.
And the place you get a train.
Depot.
Yeah, or the rail.
Railroad station.
All right. And if a person was walking across a field, he didn't walk straight across that field. He went...
angle.
All right. Do you ever use...